Meanwhile, the United States Supreme Court granted a stay of execution to a convicted murderer due to be put to death last night amid doubt over his guilt and appeals for clemency from people all across the world, including Pope Benedict. Sean Patrick Lovett has this report.
The Supreme Court issued the stay just 90 minutes before Troy Davis was to be executed by lethal injection for the murder in 1989 of police officer Mark McPhail, who was shot to death while working off-duty as a security guard near a restaurant in Savannah, Georgia. Davis says he was at the scene during the crime, but was not the gunman. Seven of nine witnesses who testified against him have recanted, and some say police coerced them into giving their original evidence. One of his defense attorneys, Jason Irwood, told NPR these developments have not been properly considered by the courts.
Without a hearing, without the power of subpoena to get everybody that we need to get into a court to look at the evidence that supports these witnesses' recantations, that just never happened. And I think that leaves this case quite unresolved.
An official from the Apostolic Nunciature to the United States, Monsignor Martin Krebs, sent a letter to the governor of Georgia urging the state to consider the special circumstances in the case, specifically that Davis's conviction was not based on any physical evidence and the murder weapon was never found. He also relayed Pope Benedict XVI's personal request for clemency in the case. The U.S. Supreme Court says it will consider the appeal from Davis's lawyers when the court comes back into session next week. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.